Hi, I'm Ashley Cooley, a birth, baby, and sleep specialist and mom of three. There's so much information out there, right? This show is dedicated to helping you clear out the noise so you can figure out what will work best for your baby and your family. If you're looking to learn more about your baby, gain more confidence in your parenting, and get as much sleep as you can through it all, you've come to the right place. Bringing up baby is about to get a little easier. Hey everybody, Ashley here. Welcome to the Bringing Up Baby podcast. Excited to have you back, excited to be back, and really excited to do an episode like this. It is just me. I'm solo today, but I'm chatting about sleep, and it's really something you're going to want to listen to, especially if your baby is in the vicinity of, say, 10, 11, 12 months of age, maybe a bit older, because it can happen then as well. If your little one is not there yet, definitely save this episode and come back to it because it's going to save your life. Not to be dramatic or anything. So basically what we're talking about here is when your roughly 10 plus month old is skipping their afternoon nap. So they're on two naps a day. They've been on two naps a day for a little while probably. And a day goes by, maybe two, maybe three, maybe more go by where they skip their afternoon nap. And that is sometimes a scary situation to be in. But I'll tell you what, a lot of parents fear or worry or just think that this is them dropping a nap. This is them going down to one nap a day. And I'm here to tell you to pump the brakes on that one. That's not actually what's happening. So first of all, generally speaking, and I use that term on purpose because really every baby is different. I know you hear me say that a lot, but it really is true. I've worked with families. I know families where babies maybe have dropped naps earlier or later, but roughly your little one is going to be on a two nap schedule from about 8 months of age to somewhere between 15 to 18 months of age. So it's usually quite a stint, but a lot of babies that are, say, approaching the 1 year mark or a little bit later are dropping down to one nap. Sometimes it's driven by outside factors that we can't control. For instance, daycare. I know it seems like, oh, well, just change daycares or go to a different one. But if you live here in Halifax or in any other bigger city, sometimes there's an issue with that and you could just get the daycare where you get the daycare or what's convenient. So we don't always have control over that piece. But yes, that would be one, is finding a childcare provider that allows or offers two naps a day for those young ones. Anyway, that's not what this episode is about. This episode is about your little one dropping that afternoon nap or seemingly dropping a nap, but they're skipping it. So let's just say your 10, 11, 12, maybe 13 or something month baby is getting a decent morning nap in, and then they're skipping their afternoon nap. You've been playing around with wake windows. So you're trying to go a little earlier, maybe trying to go a little later, trying to find that sweet spot. Maybe they just need a little bit more wake time to fall asleep. And then it kind of creeps up into the afternoon. You're like, well, gee, do I want them to sleep now? Because we're going to be switching over to bedtime here shortly. So things can happen if this builds up over time. So it's definitely something you want to nip in the bud. So while it is normal and common for them to skip some naps at this age, which is usually due to some developmental milestones, like standing up, walking along in the furniture, they love doing that in the crib. And that can cause a ruckus with those naps sometimes. But honestly, I'll tell you that this is the nap transition where it's actually the morning nap that's going to be dropped, not the afternoon one. So the sign that you're looking for your little one to be ready to drop down to one nap a day is that they're fighting their first nap. They're no longer falling asleep or getting a decent nap in the morning, because when they drop down to one nap a day, it's the morning nap that goes. It's the afternoon nap that kind of gets pushed back. Maybe it started around 1 or 2 o'clock. Now it's going to start closer to noon and we then can get to bedtime a little bit more easily. This sounds completely backwards or completely opposite to what a lot of you are probably used to hearing, because up until this point, when your baby has been dropping naps, so when they were going from 4 to 3 naps a day, when they were going from 3 to 2 naps a day, they were dropping the last nap of the day. And it was one of those cat naps too, that was like really, it's kind of a placeholder. It's really just a 20, 30, maybe 40 minute nap that your little one gets just to get to bedtime without losing it. So it's, yes, it's the afternoon nap that's the one that's going to stick around. And why is that? Why do we want to look at this afternoon nap? Why do we need it so bad? Well, it's the nap that's really going to affect bedtime the most. It's the nap that's going to affect overnight the most. So when your little one is on a one nap a day schedule, it's actually, they're staying awake for their longest stretch, their longest wake window in the first part of the day to get them to, you know, quote, roughly lunchtime-ish. And then they'll have their nap. And then there's going to be a slightly shorter wake window for the end of the day. Again, completely opposite from what you've been hearing about naps and wake windows until now. Because when your little one was dropping down other naps, 4 to 3 or 3 to 2, it was that last nap that was getting dropped. And it was getting pushed so late in the day that it was just harder to get. So that's why you're thinking, oh, well, they're not taking this second nap in the afternoon, even when I give them 3.5 hours before putting them down for that nap. They are not tired enough. They must be ready to drop it. But first thing I want to say is keep as many naps as possible for as long as possible. Okay? So we want to hang on to those two naps as much as possible, because shifting your baby down to one nap a day, if it's too early for them, it will cause ruckus with behavior, just with their temperament, because they're going to a bit slowly kind of get overtired over time, and it's probably going to affect their nighttime sleep as well. So we want to try to avoid that. So keep as many naps as long as possible. And then the other part of that is we want to, if we have to favor a nap, we want to favor the afternoon nap. So what does that mean? It might mean cutting down on the morning nap so that you can guarantee that afternoon nap, okay? This can be scary because you might be thinking, well, Ashley, my little one is going for a nap and they're sleeping for maybe 2 or 3 hours. I don't want to cut that down because then they're only going to get one nap. And if I cut that down, that's even less sleep in the day. But I'm telling you, we want to break up those naps because we want to help with nighttime and we want to help them get through the day. So what I want you to do is start cutting back on the morning nap. And you can do so in different ways. You can do in slow increments by about 15 minutes every 3 or 4 days, bring it back a little bit earlier, a little bit earlier. But really, if they're napping, say, over an hour and a half to 2 hours or more, I would try to cut down that morning nap to at least an hour and a half. Start there. And then have their second nap start roughly at least 3 hours from when they wake up from the first nap. If not, maybe, let's say, 3 1/4. So 3 hours, 15 minutes is when you're going to put them down for the afternoon nap. If an hour and a half morning nap is still too long, or maybe that's what they're doing now and still skipping that afternoon nap, you can cut down that morning nap to be as short as an hour. I know we used to say those are long naps now, but if you cut that morning nap down, so maybe you can try an hour and 15 minutes, then maybe, but maybe your baby gets to an hour and maybe that's all they need in the morning. And yes, this is when I'm going to tell you to wake up your baby. This is like the one and only time I tell parents to wake up their baby is to keep and preserve that second nap because it's going to save you and them. So you might wake them up from, say, after an hour and 15 minutes of a morning nap, and then you're going to wait the 3 hours or maybe 3 1/4-ish. It kind of depends here the age of your baby. So if we're talking 10, 11 months, I would say probably 3 hours, maybe up to 3 1/4. If we're talking 13 or 14 months, I maybe say up to 3.5 hours. It really varies, depends on the baby. But kind of go with what you were going with before, maybe adding another 10 or 15 minutes. But otherwise, there's probably going to be roughly the same as what they were doing before. And so you put them down then. So now their afternoon nap is going to start earlier. It's going to start more like between 1 and 2 p.m. instead of potentially later. And sometimes 2 p.m. or later is too late for that nap. Okay, so then you have to shift and look at the morning nap. How can you tweak the morning nap so that this afternoon nap can be in its sweet spot and they can get it? Because when they get that, they're going to be way better equipped to go down well, more easily at bedtime, to sleep through the night, to get through all of that. And then we're back into the next day with two naps going on. So in a nutshell here, We really want to try to keep those two naps as long as possible, okay? Again, generally speaking, babies are in the vicinity of about 15 to 18 months, somewhere in there when they are ready, officially ready to drop down to one nap. It's not necessarily a bad thing if naps are different at daycare. You can still help support them however they need when they're at home, because that might be different for a little while. Okay, I hope that was helpful. I did not have any notes, so I may have rambled. I hope that it all makes sense. Luckily, it's not too long of an episode here, but this really is a conversation that I have very often. It comes up in our Bringing Up Baby community membership quite often as babies grow up and they get to be that age and they've been previously wonderful sleepers. And oh my goodness, where did that nap go and how come I can't get it back? So try not to look at, say, extending the wake window between the naps. Rather, look at how long is that morning nap? Can we, maybe should we, cut it down a little bit so that they can be tired enough and get that afternoon nap in? Because that one's going to save your butts overnight. If you're looking for more information or support along your parenting journey, check out birthbabysleep.ca. That's where you're going to find prenatal classes, postpartum and new baby resources, and sleep support during the childhood years. You can now join our Bringing Up Baby community membership as well, which has tons of additional benefits to helping you through all kinds of sleep challenges and transitions, navigating the transition to solid foods, and even your transition through early parenthood. If you have any questions, just send them my way. Lastly, but certainly not least, if you got something out of this episode or our show in general, leaving a rating or a quick review goes a really long way to helping others find us. So please consider leaving one. That's all for now. I'm Ashley Cooley, and we'll see you back here next time.